Beta Perik Base, Mishnah Base 2-2. And the topic of this Mishnah is going to the mikvah on Shabbos in preparation for Yom Tov. So the issue is that there's a separate mitzvah d'oraisa, a Torah commandment which is learned out from a drasha, that a Jew must be tahor on Yom Tov, on the regalim anyways. On Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, a Jew has to be tahor. And the reason for that obligation is because during the various regalim, a Jew must be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash and participate in various korbanos and consume them, etc. And therefore he has to be ready, and that would require him to be tahor going in to Yom Tov. Bizman hazeh, since there is no Beis HaMikdash currently and no korbanos, so the Rambam says that it's no longer a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And there was even a question if there's an obligation at all nowadays to go to the mikvah before Yom Tov. But most of the custom to indeed go to the mikvah before Yom Tov. But our mission wants to know what happens if the day before Yom Tov is a Shabbos. Is one permitted to go to the mikvah then? And similarly, may one do tevilas kelim, immerse his utensils that became tameh on Shabbos for preparation for the next day's Yom Tov? Because similarly, if a person's going to be partaking from Kodshim, he's eating sacrificial meats, etc., he would have to have tahor utensils. So we see the machlokes again, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is strict, as it says, Chalios Achar HaShabbos. If the day of Yom Tov, on which one must be tahor, falls on the day after Shabbos, meaning it's a Sunday, Yom Tov's a Sunday, Beis Shammai Omrim Matbilin Es HaKol, Milifnei HaShabbos. Everything has to go to the mikvah in preparation for Yom Tov on the day before Shabbos. On Friday, you have to go to the mikvah because you're not allowed to go to the mikvah, neither you nor your utensils. That's the hakol, everything, both Adam and Kalim, people and the utensils, all must go into the mikvah prior to Shabbos because going to the mikvah on Shabbos itself is forbidden, even for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, d'oraisa, of being tahor for Yom Tov. And the reason why it says Beis Shammai is because there's an Isser d'oraisa of Makkah b'Patish, the final hammer blow, completing an object, and Misaken Kli, repairing a broken utensil so it works once again, is a violation on Shabbos of Makkah b'Patish. The rabbis therefore have it in their abundance that fixing, looking like you're fixing something, kind of like we saw before about taking the tithes to make food edible, like fixing the food, so to speak. Similarly, if a utensil can't be used on Yom Tov because it's tameh, so immersing it in the mikvah resembles Misaken Kli, it's like you're fixing it, and therefore it's forbidden to do so midrabanan. Same goes for a person. A person is at least in the abstract unable to participate on Yom Tov because he's tameh in the various base milish activities, so therefore it's as if you're sort of like fixing him, which resembles fixing things, and a person might come to make the mistake of fixing things on Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Kalim Milifnei HaShabbos Va'adam B'Shabbos. Beis Hillel agree that when it comes to utensils, they must be immersed in a mikvah prior to Shabbos, even if the next day is Yom Tov, because indeed there is a concern about Mechzik and Masankin. It looks like you're fixing something. But when it comes to people, they don't look so much like they're being fixed. And indeed, when a person goes into the mikvah on the day before Yom Tov, it doesn't look like he's going to the mikvah to fix himself, but maybe he's hot or needs to take a bath. So going to the mikvah is just, you know, to cool himself off or to go to the mikvah to clean himself. And therefore, it doesn't look to an outsider that he's fixing something. And therefore, Beis Hillel is lenient and says that people may immerse on Shabbos for the sake of being tahor on Yom Tov, just not their utensils. Now, Bezman HaZeh, again, it sounds like one should be lenient. However, since the mitzvah is no longer so operative to be tahor on Yom Tov necessarily, there are those who are strict and don't allow this at all. Because remember, there's no good excuse. I shouldn't say that. In general, notwithstanding certain customs of the contrary in Klal Yisrael, it's disallowed to go into a bathtub on Shabbos. and therefore going to the mikvah on Shabbos similarly doesn't look like you're doing anything else than going to the mikvah. And there's the reason why the bathtub, the bathing and swimming is forbidden, is because amongst other things, there's a concern of schita, one will squeeze out the water in his hair, etc. So since one isn't to bathe on Shabbos, that sort of pulls the rug out under the rationale that going to the mikvah on Shabbos looks like you might just be cooling off for bathing, which one couldn't do, and therefore it sounds like it probably would be forbidden. Because of that, there's a question about women going to the mikvah for their tevila from their nida on Shabbos itself, and there would be a rationale, based on what I just said, to disallow it. However, the Ikar HaDin, the widespread accepted halacha, is that women do go to the mikvah on Shabbos for their tefillah mitzvah, for their mitzvah immersion. They have to be careful, of course, not to do schita and squeeze water out of the hair, etc. But okay, they can be careful. And that is the custom, although the Rama says there were certain places, where women were strict and didn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos for the sake of even for the mitzvah of a tefillah mitzvah. In all cases, b'zman hazeh, there's no halacha l'maisa of immersing to be tahor on Yom Tov. So then on a Doraisa, maybe not even a Durabanan, and therefore it would seem that according to most, one wouldn't go to the mikvah on Shabbos in preparation for Yom Tov. He would go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos in preparation for the Yom Tov 2 days hence.